sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The Alaska State Ferry Matanuska plows the waters of Chatham Strait near the southern tip of Admiralty Island. Small flocks of marbled murrelets scatter as the 400-foot-long ferry approaches, and the murrelets call back and forth and reunite in the ship's wake. Southeast Alaska is a network of islands here, separated by straits, passages, and fjords, and this is a relatively wide expanse of water, and the nearest land is 6 or 7 miles distant. Wildlife watchers scanning the water for whales are shocked when a fast-moving rufous hummingbird zooms in and hovers over the deck. The open water of a broad glacial fjord is not the place you'd expect to see a hummingbird, but it shouldn't be a surprise. These small birds are capable of long-distance migration, and they flock to Southeast Alaska in the spring and summer.
These little dynamos leave their wintering areas in Mexico in February and fly to Alaska, arriving in late March and early April. Males arrive first in established territories. They feed on the early blooming flowers such as blueberry and later target salmonberry flowers and columbine. After breeding and nesting in May, the males head south in late June, leaving the females and young behind in Alaska. These are not deadbeat dads abandoning their families. By leaving early, they remove themselves as competition for the females and young. They move on and leave the limited available resources for the females and fledglings. The females and young of the year continue feeding in Alaska through July, then head south in August. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.